Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Millions of people in the U.S. state of Florida dealing with heavy rains and high winds as Hurricane Irma makes its way north through the state. Storm has weakened somewhat with winds topping 135 kilometers per hour. President Trump declared Florida a major disaster area, and the state's governor, Rick Scott, spoke about the situation.
I know a lot of people are praying for us around the world. I know a lot of people want to help us. I tell them we need more volunteers. We have over 400 shelters open now, but we'll need volunteers after the fact to distribute food and water and clean up debris.
Among those many shelters across Florida are those operated by the American Red Cross. Their spokesperson, Nigel Hollerby, is in Orlando, Florida.
This is a massive operation. We have thousands of volunteers that are deployed, and we are still even monitoring this storm as it goes north of us here. So in Orlando, we know that this is not the end of where the storm will cause some damage or to create a problem for folks.
Before reaching Florida, Irma left at least 25 dead across the Caribbean and virtually flattened some islands, including Barbuda, where residents have been told they might not be able to live there permanently. The U.S. has deployed Navy, Marines, and Air Force to help with recovery in Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands and the Dutch Caribbean island of St. Martin, which has also suffered damage. Reuters reporting that Al-Shabaab militants captured the Somali border town of Balad-Hao near Kenya after it detonated a suicide car bomb, then stormed the military base there early today. The group says 24 Somali soldiers were killed, but there was no independent confirmation available immediately. Residents said the fighting continued through the day. This is VOA News. United Nations Security Council will debate later today a resolution that calls for new economic sanctions against North Korea in response to its continuing nuclear program and missile test. This resolution was drafted by the United States in response to Pyongyang's latest test on September the 3rd, which is believed to have been a hydrogen bomb. The initial draft called for an oil and natural gas embargo of the North, along with a freeze on all assets that are held by leader Kim Jong-un and his government. Diplomats now say a revised draft was modified regarding oil and gas shipments and eliminates the freeze on Kim's financial assets. The new version was drafted after intense negotiations with Russia and China, which both have veto power in the Council. An offer of month-long ceasefire by Muslim militants in western Myanmar has apparently been rejected as the number of displaced Rohingya refugees seeking safe haven in Bangladesh has swelled to nearly 300,000. The Arkan Rohingya Salvation Army, or ARSA, declared a unilateral truce so aid could get to refugees. Carnegie Endowment Southeast Asia analyst Vikram Nehru is not surprised the government would refuse a deal with a group they consider terrorist.
The recent information is that the ARSA forces are being led by jihadis with links to Saudi Arabia and Pakistan, and has given some credence to the argument that the Myanmar armed forces have been making that these are terrorists.
ARSA is blamed for sparking an army crackdown after its fighters launched coordinated attacks on security forces. President Trump preparing to preside over the first 9/11 commemoration since he's been in office. Nearly 3,000 people were killed on September the 11th, 2001, when hijackers flew commercial airliners into the New York World Trade Center, the Pentagon, and the Shanksville, Pennsylvania area. Pope Francis ended his trip to Colombia by appealing to the people there to unite and end more than a half century of armed conflict. Speaking at a mass in Cartagena, he said, "If Colombia wants a stable and lasting peace, it must untie the knots of violence and unravel the complex threads of disagreement."
Desde este lugar quiero asegurar mi oración.
The Pope also expressed what he called his closeness to each one of the sons and daughters of Venezuela. Colombia's neighbor has been embroiled in years of economic and political crisis. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.